and try to explain, saying that within these, now, you think that within these first 3 weeks, their mind is very, at that level, it's a chunyi parto. So, at that time, if you can give the teachings and explain them, try to make him to recognize his own nature of mind, then his, even though he accumulated some sort of karmas in previous life, those can be diverted and changed. It doesn't mean that their karmic deeds, I just wash them, everything. No, it doesn't mean that way. Because the karmic deeds, whatever they accumulated, they will have to suffer in the near future. But here, when we explain them everything like this, and it can be diverted, taking birth in that lower realms, and we can divert him, and it can help him to take birth in the higher realms also. If he takes birth in the human life, then he have a chance to accumulate many merit, good actions, virtuous actions. Then through that, again he can purify many, many bad accumulations which he had accumulated in previous lives. That means it helps him. Even though he is unable to take, become fully enlightened, but the teaching helps him too much to lead towards the Buddhahood. This can be also done. And try to go to them and sit before him and explain everything according to the texts, and you read from the very beginning before them and explain slowly, very clearly, saying that this, the first session I taught you the visualizations. The first you have to think that everything is emptiness, and within the emptiness, the Padma flower, and you yourself become Vajrayogini, and your body completely hollow and pure and center channel. Whatever I taught you about the visualization, those, everything you just read clearly before him, and you just explain that. Now you are no more in this world. It's better you should know your real nature of mind and explain to him, and then use this free, and the faith. If you do this way, then now your mind be alert, and I'm saying this, be alert and try to send your mind, visualize Buddha Amitabha completely, and as soon as you said the fact, his mind goes up and mingled with the Buddha Amitabha. And during that period, it's very useful to those ordinary persons. It can be also lead towards Buddha Amitabha's pure land. In this way, you can do that. This is for the benefit of all the living things. If you can also do that way to all the diseased persons, any living things, you can practice that way, think that way, and do it for the benefit of other living things. And do this practice, ejecting of the mind into the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha, as long as there is some result. And sometimes it keeps that if you do this practice, this can help you. You can see by your naked eyes also. Sometimes great practitioner, when they do the practice, four teachings to the diseased persons, after finishing, completing that, yes, his kapala, this kapala cracks and jumps out from the dead body. That means, yes, he's definitely, he takes birth in the Buddha Amitabha's pure land. That is one kind of result. Even if there is not like that, we have to now pull the hair from the center, from the, when you are using this practice, for the dead body's hair, you have to pull it up here. Then sometimes you hear some sound also when you do this practice. Some sort like that, crack, some sound. That means this practice is working for the benefit of that living, that diseased person. It can also show some sort of sound or some sort of coming out from here. Or not only that, sometimes we say that the blood comes from the nose. After giving this teaching, four teachings to the diseased person, if the blood comes from the nose, it is also a good sign. That means he will not take birth. Even if he is unable to take birth in the Buddha Amitabha's pure land, he is definite that he will take birth in the higher three realms. Definitely. If the blood goes downward, then that shows that it's bad for him. He will take birth in the lower realms. It doesn't mean that after practice the blood comes from downward. It doesn't mean that way. If the blood comes down from, flows down from the secret path, then I think so it is not good for the diseased person. So through the practice we can understand that way also. While practicing this, sometimes some result can be seen. When you do this for the diseased person, you feel some sort of dizziness, some sort of headache. This is also a sign that your practice is helping to them. Some sort like that. In some certain teachings, they say that way. So your proper practice can be used properly for the benefit of other living beings in this way. This is one part. Now, when you are doing this practice for the diseased persons, it is necessary that your mind should be full of compassion. That is necessary. Without compassion, even if the teaching has powers, but it's not so strong enough. If you have a deep compassion and faith to your root guru, and then do this practice for the benefit of other diseased persons, then it can be very useful. And can be also explained before them, even though they are diseased, but their mind is there, wandering there. So that's why you are explaining to that mind and try to explain according to the texts, saying that now, when in the end of the four practice, then when we are using the free three times and then fact three times, at the time when you are using the tell that a diseased person, saying that now you must be very alert and try to recognize your own Buddha nature. And as soon as that says, you just eject your mind immediately into the Buddha Amitabha's mind, wisdom mind, then definitely it will go direct to Buddha Amitabha's pure land. Through that you can do it many ways. So to a good practitioner normally, even though they are not, that dead body is not in front of him, he can also give these four teachings. Even though it is very far away, he can give from here and remembers and then give the teachings and teach him. Because the mind of that diseased person comes here. And it hears what you said to him. So that is why it is only the good practitioners they can do it. And the many great masters, they do this kind of practice for the diseased persons. Even though it is very far away, they do the four practice, for teaching of four practices to them, and it is very useful to them. The great persons, like for example, one Nyingmaba, a great scholar, a great master, from here, say, two, three generations before. And he was very young at the time, and he was sitting in a big monastery. He's one of the incarnated Rinpoche, a great master. So in that country, there is a big robber, dacoit. He robs, he kills many people, he destroys the peace of the country, and he gives many say troubles to all the people in that region. So wherever he go in the monastery, he just go there and destroy all, kill all the monks and like that. It is his work, that great big robber. So one day he wanted to go to that monastery, visit that monastery. And he informed, saying that I'm coming to visit your monastery already. Before 2-3 days, he used to inform that. And the information arrived in the monastery, and the old monks, the teachers, the masters, many masters are there, they all became afraid. They are frightened. Then the head of the monastery, one Rinpoche, a leading Nyingma Rinpoche, is young, very small. And he, to him, the old members of the monastery, they are also the masters, teachers, they request Rinpoche, saying that now that great dacoit is coming to our monastery. He is a destroyer. He's really very, say, angry-minded. So you must answer carefully. If not, he will destroy whole our monastery, he said that way. And Rinpoche also accepted, okay, I will answer. What I will have to answer. Then he said, if he asks you any questions, especially wherever he go, he said that, if I die, where I take birth? Normally, his first question goes like this. Now then, so he will say, ask you questions, that if I die, where I will take birth? He will, if he says like this, then you must answer that after that, you will definitely take birth in pure land. You must say like this, otherwise, our monastery will be destroyed. Otherwise, he will kill us all. And Rinpoche said, okay, I will answer that. And then later on, what happened when he reaches there? And he went to Rinpoche, and he said that, he just talked with him a little bit, and then said, now if I die, where I will take birth? Immediately the young monk, the Rinpoche, young Rinpoche, he said that, if you will die, you will definitely take birth in the hell. He answered that way. Immediately he answers that way. And that dacoit became so happy. He was embarrassed. He became, really, that answer shoots him. He says that, you are the only person who is telling truth. Because most of the masters, they tell me that I will take part in certain levels. Because I'm killing many animals, I'm accumulating many demerits, the unvirtuous actions. So if I die naturally, I will take part in the lower realms. And you said so. I like your answer. You are very frank or very truthful, something like that. He just appreciated a little bit to the Rinpoche and said that now it's your duty, that I don't want to go into hell. Now you must save me now. It's your duty now. You must not send me down to the hell. And I want to receive one from you. Empowerment from you, he said that way. And then the Rinpoche started giving the wangs at that time, one initiation. And when Rinpoche answers that way, all the faculties in the monastery became so afraid. They were frightened. Now he will kill everybody else. But at that time, he became really humble at that time. The great dacoit. So Rinpoche started giving the wang. And Pumba Wang Vas Wang, the wang of empowerment of the Vas, the Pumba, when he is giving that, he says, bring that Pumba to me. He don't want to bow down before anybody else. He don't want to bow down before anybody else because his ego is so strong. He is arrogant. He is very, because of his pride, he don't want to bow down before anybody else. So, he says, like, when the Bumba one is giving, at the time he said, bring this Bumba, and he just took and he himself put here and then he gave it like this. Don't want to receive the ones from Rinpoche. Even though he became a bit, little bit humble, but he is so, his ego is so strong. You just imagine how ferocious person, how dreadful, how angry mind, how arrogant person he may be. You just imagine that way. Then what happened? That young Rinpoche accepted and he said, okay, I will help you. I will not let you to fall down in the hell. Then after many, many, many years, that Rinpoche also became grown up and that dacoit also maybe now somewhere else. And Rinpoche, he don't know where he is now. So at that time, when Rinpoche, one day what happened in that monastery, one big puja is performed. And at the time, as soon as everything is ready there, they started doing the pujas. Immediately Rinpoche was waking from there and saying that, oh, no. He just saying some sort, very sad mood. Now, just collect many chores, so offerings, and he just ordered to his disciples to arrange a big puja. And immediately they just arranged that. And one big puja was done, immediately Rinpoche passed away. He was said, no, not that. Now he becomes so some sort in, I can't explain in English, but he's becomes some sort like that and immediately he passed away. That means at that moment that dacoit passed away and he fell down immediately in the hell. That was immediate. Rinpoche knows that. He understands that, oh, that dacoit passed away and he fell down there in the hell. And immediately Rinpoche passed away and he also had to go to the hell to look after that. And it is said that he was then saved by that great Nyingma master. He's a master, great master, leading master. So he took him. That means he purified him. He helped him to take out from the hell, thing like that. So this can also, after that also, many Rinpoches or many great masters, they understand, they can read. Through doing the four practice, what I mean to say is through doing the four practice, it can be, even though the diseased, the dead body of the diseased person is, even though it is not here, doesn't matter. He do this practice because he is a good practitioner and it is helpful to them. So here also do the practice as much as you can and try to do it nicely. And make it useful. So, after obtaining some sort of results, then try to use it properly for the benefit of other living beings in this way also. It can be done. So, this is one kind of benefit of the four practice. If you can use it properly, it can be very useful to all many living, many beings who are suffering. Now there's another way now. After practicing this four practice, then it is necessary that you must always keep in your mind to be mindful and always be alert and never leave it away from your mind. Be always with you, that awareness, that mindfulness. And then it can be used at the time of death. which is very useful now. Now, the first one is that you are applying it for the benefit of other living beings. Now, your for practice is applying for yourself now. At the time of death, you must use it properly during that period. Now, how you have to use it during the time of death? You practice for, and you also obtain some sort of result, and you know it, it is useful. Now, how you are going to use it properly during the time of death? Because you don't know when you are going to die. Normally speaking, when we become sick, then we, a good practitioner, they think that, oh, my life is impermanent. There is no certain. It is uncertain. Uncertainty in our, that death comes, nobody knows. It may come immediately. So, when you become sick, first you have to think whether you are going to die or not. And some signs will, the dissolving of the elements, the gross, 20 gross dissolving of the elements, 20 gross elements are there during the time of dissolving, then some signs will arise from there. Or the dissolving of 4 inner elements. That means 4 elements. Dissolving of these 4 elements. According to those dissolving and giving some signs, you can understand that now there is no time for you to stay. That is one sign. If that is not there, you became sick and you hospitalized. And in the hospital also, you just think nicely. Try to do some special pujas to cure your diseases. Do whatever you can first to cure the disease. That is necessary. Don't do practice for immediately. First try to solve that problem as much as you can. And if it is able to solve through doing the pujas, through doing some sort of good, accumulating some sort of good actions, then it is all right. There is no necessary to practice poa. But still it is not working. Even if you do the prayers, longevity of your life to cure the diseases, even if you do the pujas, if it is not working properly, then still at that moment, don't think that it is the time of doing the poas now. At that time also, first check nicely, clearly. And still it is not working, then you think, try to think yourself, now the time arrives to pass away, to leave away this body. If you feel like that at that time now, then try to practice first. Try to practice throwing or destroying your attachment first. Very important. If you have some belongings, some riches, some something which valued much, and those, your parents, your sisters, brothers, your wife, your sons, your daughters, whoever. But now, at that moment, you know that you are going to die, so leave attachment to them. Don't give your attachment to them now. Try to dispel your attachment, I mean to say. saying that now I'm going to leave. If I feel attachment, then normally it is harmful to them also. It is harmful to your practice also. Completely you just cut out your attachment to worldly pleasures, to your belongings. And some good practitioners, they do like this. They just write in, yes, in modern time, many people they do, when before dying they used to write a will. Will, you know. So they used to write a will saying that I have 2 millions of rupees. Among them, 50 millions I will put, leave it for my daughter, 50 millions to my son, 50 millions to my mother, something like that. You just divide them and keep properly. And then hand it to them, saying that, oh, now whatever I have now, these are my belongings. Now I distribute it before you. And among them, the 50,000 will be spent for doing some, accumulating some good actions for offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, some for giving alms. These are the for doing some prayers. You just prepare it all clearly and through your cut your attachment, try to prepare your death now. That's a good practice. Do like that, and then then without any attachment, you distribute whatever you have distributed to all things, and some among some part of them you just leave it for offering Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, accumulation of good merits. Distribute it. You just write a will. That's good, wise. So that after that, nobody will fight with your belongings. After that, there is no any obscurations. If you want to that way, if you have attachment, and you can't take even a single needle even, you can't take even a needle when you die. Nothing. Not a single needle can accompany with you after that. Everything you have to leave away. So better cut your attachment, passions, desirousness, everything you cut there, and just make sure that after that nobody will fight with your belongings, with your riches. If you are unable to do that way, then normally after that, between husband and wife, between son and daughter, they will fight with your belongings, and it will harm you. Not only that, it will harm them also. It accumulates many demerits, many unvirtuous actions through your belongings. So it is better you must prepare yourself from the very beginning. And especially to your house, your husband, your wife, your son, daughter, your friend, leave your attachment now. Dispel all the attachment. Finish it up. And pray yourself to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to all the Dharmapalas now. Offer them now from your mind. Even though you are unable to wake up from there, you are on the bed, you can't wake up. Even though you are on the bed, you just practice that. And then pray to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas saying that, please bless me. I want to practice for here and make my for successful. Please kindly take my mind towards Buddhahood or to the pure land of Buddha Amitabha. I want to take birth there. So help me to do this for our practice. And offer to all the Dharmapalas, saying that whatever you accumulated, any kind of breaking of commitment, breaking of samayas with them, so you just confess before them that now I have done some wrong things during my lifetime. So I confess before you. Please help me now. From today onwards, I will never do that. Help me to make my practice successful. I want to get rid of from this suffering and request them, make my practice successful. And then do the practice according to the visualizations which you have done during your lifetime. So that is most important. That is the crucial time. Through that you can now help it to yourself also. Okay. Now here, when you are doing the four practice at that time, you are unable to stand up because you are lying on the bed. You are seriously ill, but your mind is with the teachings, with Guru Rinpoche, with Buddha Amitabha now, with your root guru. Now think that